Damien Calac from University of Lyon can speak about the equivalence of two formal theorems. We will learn lots in this last conference. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the invitation to speak here. Before entering into the main subject, I think to make a few recollections on operas, because this will be about the formality theorem for operas, so I'm not sure everybody knows exactly what it is. I will make a few remarks about this. So, well, broadly speaking, an opera is a collection of objects in a category, so it's a collection with and so indexed by integers, and O(n), there are objects in some category which is monoidal. Right? So you should think of elements of O(n) as a kind of set of operations, algebraic operations, let's say. Okay? And they are equipped with some composition map. So we have composition functions. So let me write formally what it is. Okay, so I will actually lying a little bit, because we have to take care about some symmetry group action, but I don't want to enter into this kind of detail, so let's forget about it. So we have morphisms like this. So you have to think about them as, so you have some NRE operation, and this is a way to plug in N other operation into each entry, right? And then you have to require some associativity constraints, namely if you have another collection of operations, you can plug in there then here. And first composing at the top and then on the bottom give the same thing as starting from the bottom to the top, right? Okay, so let me give you an example, which will be the main example of this. So I will be considering topological space with a Cartesian product, right? And I will consider the so-called little disk opera. So in RET N, I will have the space. So we consider a disk, let's say unit disk, and we consider a configuration of other disks inside this one. So we have this inside this one. Let's say they are labeled. So implicitly, there are some action of this image group that I don't want to talk about. And then, well, the operations are as follows. So if you take one configuration like this, and then take n other ones, you have 1 to k1, 1 to kn, and this will be, okay, so take the disk, so we have those n disks we had before, and we take the first one, we scale it, and inject it into the first one here, right? So there you have it. And then we erase this, and we do this, and we have to renumber, basically, from left to right. Okay? And this gives an example of the ecological, right? Right? So what I would consider is actually another operator. I would take chains over this topological space, and this will be an operator in what I say chain complexes with tensor product, right? And well, I could also consider instead of considering chains, but the homology. And so it's also an operator in chain complexes with tensor products, so it has zero differential. And well, basically, I think that one could try to the 252 draws framework. Let's think about the homology as the approach of the chains here. And the question is there an isomorphism, or more precisely, a quasi-isomorphism of operas? So, say it another way, are there equivalents in the homotopy category of, let's say, DG operas, something like this? It means that basically there are no massive products on this, so passing to homology, you don't lose any information. So if you start, if you had, for example, a differential graded algebra on cohomology, you have an algebra structure, but you lose some information, and this information you can recover it by this higher massive product. And a formality statement basically tells you that there are no massive products. Okay. So basically, it tells you that you have all the information in the homology, right? So, well, strictly speaking, we should ask for actually a zigzag of quasi-isomorphism of operas, right? Okay, so the aim of this talk is to explain two ways to prove that a change over the little disk operat is a form of operat. And one is due to Pansevich, the other construction is due to Tomarkin. And I'll try to explain how associators are, well, coming to the game there. So first, I will take a replacement for this little disk operat. So you can see this as, well, it was small, it's already present in Charles' talk. So I will view this little disk operat as configuration of points into the plane, basically. So let me consider the configuration of n points in the complex plane. So we take Cn, we remove the diagonals, and modify by the action of this group, which, well, so we modify by translations and rescaling by a positive real number. So this is definitely not an operat. But after compactification, the combinatorics of the boundary component would give us the structure of an apparatus. So we have a compactification that I don't want to describe precisely. So the way the better way I think to do this is to make successive real blow-ups on the diagonal. But let me, instead of explaining exactly how to do this, let me explain what are the boundary components. So the boundary components are basically made of products of the same kind of spaces. So the boundary components are the form, let's say, C n1 plus 1 times C n2 with n1 plus n2 n. So basically, what do? We take a subset of n2 points. So we have n2 points. And we make them collapsing, right? So this is where the blow up appear, and that, so we have, therefore, looking at those points, we have the configuration space of n2 points, but then we will have n1 remaining points, but the configuration space we are looking at is this n1 points plus this collapsing point here. So we have n1 plus 1 points in the plane, right? So the boundary components are made of these guys, but just remember that those guys themselves have boundary. So what we have is a manifold with corner with a kind of stratification, right? So for example, inside the boundary of this guy, we could make collapse smaller subset of points, etc., right? So I will look at some very specific boundary components, which are the following ones. So let me consider Cn times Ck1 times Ckn, right? So this will be the following component. So take K1 points and make them collapsing, right? K2 points, etc., Kn. And then no points out this this circle. So what we have is configuration space of this K1 points times configuration space of K2 points, etc., up to Kn. But then what remains is, well, when those points collapse, you have 1 points, 2, etc., up to Kn. So we really have, so we have the outer space, let's say, which is the configuration space of n points, and we have n inner spaces with k1 and kn points. Right. So we have this as a boundary component inside Cn. So we have this. And actually, this gives us the composition room. So we have the topological operator from this, right? And it's obviously associative. You can... Ah, sorry, K1 plus K1. Yes, of course. Thank you. Right. So we have our replacement, and you can see that it is homotopically equivalent to the little list opera. Just, I mean, from a homotopy point of view, you can just shrink those these two points. That's not a problem. Okay.
Sorry, what coefficients are you considering for homology and chains?
Sorry?
What coefficients are you considering for homology?
Let's say rational coefficients.
Rational.
Or, well,
any few?
Yes. Yes. Basically, then when I will need associators, I mean, I will use associator up to some point. So, well, if I have an associator with rational coefficient, I will take rational coefficients. Otherwise, I will take the appropriate field. But let's say field of characteristic zero. do with associators, right? Well, and if you know it or this kind of thing, you can see already that the fundamental group of this configuration space, they are basically the pure value group. So, okay, this is where associators will enter into the game. But let me first make a small comment about the cohomology of those space. And they're actually a well-known answer to describe the cohomology algebra of this. It is a graded commutative algebra generated by some symbols WAB with AB between 1 and n. AB are degree 1 generators, so they are anti-commuting. And we have the following relations, so WAB is WBA. And WAB, WBC plus cyclic permutation of this. BCCA. This is zero. And actually, this is not so difficult to check that this algebra, so it is a quadratic algebra and it is costume. And its dual algebra is the universal enveloping algebra of the quadratically algebra and this quadratically algebra you already know about because you have seen it already in this conference. So this is costume, and its dual is simply this trinitary algebra Tn, so generated by, so freely generated as a diagonal by symbol Tij's, and modeled by this relation Tji, Tij commutes with Tik plus Tkj. If ijk are instincts, pairwise instincts, and if we have four indices, then we have this commutation relation. Right?
In homology, it is called Arnold relations.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. Okay, so if this is not canonical, this is the associated graded for the lower central series filtration of the Lie algebra of the pure grade group, namely which is the fundamental group of our space. And what we would like to do is to get an operand in groups. So our wish would be to have So we sit in groups with just the product, the Cartesian product. And we wish to have an operand of groups given by one of this. Yes, but already you see if you write carefully that you have to choose the base points, and there is, I mean, no reason for here that your base point field will be compatible with the operatic structure. So to cure this problem, there are two ways. The first way is, well, take the group of the fundamental group way. I mean, it's so the third solution, the first solution is consider so pi 1 of Cn is a groupoid in the operator or an operator group, I don't know how to write this. Well, it's quite big, but well, you could do this. Otherwise, there is another solution which is very close to this nice presentation of associators with by parenthesized braids. So it is as follows. So first consider the real loci of this configuration space. So we consider configuration space of points on the real line. Well, compact is like. And so this is simply the Stashev associated hedron. So it's a Stashev polytope. And we will look inside this as the set of parenthesized permutation. There are simply the vertices of these polytopes. And then those ones, they are compatible with definitely with the operat structure. So now what we are going to consider is a groupoid with less points, actually. So I should maybe parameterize pure grades, sorry for this. It's by definition it will be the fundamental groupoid of Cn, but with respect to only those points. There. Right? So there I don't have the parameterized grades, but I still have this information from the symmetric group action I didn't want to really take care about, but it is actually inside the structure of the operative structure already. Okay. Now let me make a few observations. So, first observation, since this space C as M is a KQ1, then actually it is more, it is equivalent to the nerve of its fundamental groupoid, and we will definitely use it. So, we have the chains over CM, and this is equivalent to the chains over the nerve of its fundamental groupoid. Okay. And actually, it is also equivalent to the nerve of this smaller groupoid here. So associators, according to one way of viewing them, they are the torsor of isomorphisms between these parenthesized braids and the parenthesized chord diagrams, right? And so this chord diagram, you can present them with the universal unbreaking algebra of this Lie algebra Tn. Well, since I'm dealing with complexes, I will present them in another way, but which is equivalent, saying that they are isomorphisms, or I should say isomorphism in the homotopy category, between these spaces. So basically, this space here. Chains over the algebra U of Tn. Right? So which compute the Hochschild homology with the coefficient, the three-way coefficients. And this is something known that this is isomorphic, quasi-isomorphic to the homology, the Chevalier-Ellenberg homology of Tn. And if you remember, this duality between those two guys it tells exactly you that this is isomorphic, this is the dual of this space, so it is the homology of our therefore what we have done is so this is actually Tamakin's proof of the formality of the little disk operat. If we know an associator, then we have a formality map. A zigzag. So this was Tamarkin's proof. Well, Skeshi, Tamarkin's proof. So given an associator, get formality. Saying that all these constructions, they are actually morphisms of torsors, and from this kind of description, you can really trace back the torsor structure. So it's kind of a nice way to do things. Now, let me switch to the Concepisch approach. Okay, so. Concepisch approach is based on the considerations on a graph complex. So he introduces. How much time do I have?
That's a joke. Say 20 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes.
So we consider a set of graphs, so let me call this GM. So these are graphs with n distinguished vertices. So they are more than n vertices, but they have n distinguished vertices that I will call in external ones. Well, versus the others will be called internal. They have subject to the following requirements. So there are no double edges. One loops are forbidden. Right? The other condition are yes. Internal vertices are trivalent. Okay. And now there is one more additional condition that says, any connected component, so these graphs may be disconnected, right? But any connected component contains at least an external vertices.
So, don't you also have orientations on the edges and some?
No orientation. No, in this case, there is no orientation on the.
So, in Jewish tree, the internal bus could be trivalent, then this is already some kind of reduction, right? You can also allow arbitrary values of.
I think I could, but well, in there, in the paper of Jeff Sever and Wacher, they restrict to this situation. Apparently, it's sufficient to get everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any connected component contains an external vertex. So, for example, let me draw such a graph with no internal vertices. And then we will consider the algebra, so let me call this graph of N, the algebra generated by Gn. And the product is basically disjoint union, but we want that the product preserve this N, so product between two elements in Gn will remain in graphs N. So we make the disjoint union and then identify the N labeled external vertices, right? For example, the product of this guy with this guy will be this one. Right? Okay. Actually, I should have said that, well, to write them carefully, I should put some label on the edges and ask for some anti-symmetric conditions. So, well, these are technicalities I don't want to speak about, so, but this is, if you want, so we want this algebra to be graded commutative. So, if you want this to be graded commutative, we have to model some cut, so we have to put some label on the edges and to model by some anti-symmetrization. Yeah. Well, let's forget about this. Basically, there is so somehow this algebra you can view this as a free as a symmetric algebra over some subset of some kind of connected graphs. But those connected graphs are not what you think. I mean, this graph is not connected. So what I mean by connected graphs is those graphs which remains connected after you have removed the external external vertices, right? So well, if you erase this guy, this is no longer connected. Okay. So it's a free symmetric algebra.
After remove the external one? Or?
The external ones.
So
this guy is not connected.
I'm not sure.
No, after removing, sorry, the external ones. Did I say internal?
Mm-hmm. No, you said external, and if I look external,
if I remove this guy, this is
it's
not
external or this one? Yeah, all of them are external, right? When you have
to yes, all of them. Yes, so I should erase those three. Yes. So those two are labeled, they are external, right?
Now, you also mod out by some relations, presumably. Are you going to mod out by some relations, or?
No, the relation is basically the so no, this is really a free symmetric algebra over this guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what do you mean graph without vertices? What it is?
Internal vertices.
Without internal vertices.
No, you just remove at your picture one.
No, just
what is it? There are no vertices. What is a graph without vertices?
No, I mean yes, it's just to well, this is not a formal definition. Just to have an idea of what are connected graphs. So this one is not connected, but those ones are, which is kind of strange.
What is the product of the first one by itself?
Well, it will be zero. It will be zero because so either you look at this rule saying that there are no double edges, or otherwise you remember about this symmetric question that I mentioned. So So if you have, anyway, if you have two edges, it will be zero because of this anti-symmetrization stuff. So.
Can you write the double edges? What happened? You write the vertices three.
No, but because it, you will have zero coefficient in front of this. So you will not erase it.
So sorry. So if it's zero, then it's not the symmetric algebra over connected graphs. Unless you mean supersymmetric, unless...
Yes, yes.
So, okay, you...
Here,
okay.
Oh, I should have said this. So, there is a degree, an additional degree. Sorry, yes, it's very good that you mentioned this. There is a degree which is... So, which is given by the number of edges minus twice the number of internal vertices. And yes, you are right. And I'm considering the graded symmetric algebra. So basically, those elements have degree 1, so they are nilpotent. This square is 0. Okay. And I want to put a differential on this. And the differential of graph is simply the sum over all edges with some signs. Of the contraction with respect to this edge. So we are doing graph homology, basically. Graph homology, sorry. And there is a small proposition of Koncevich. Which says that, let's do like this. You go to this algebra with the unknown relations, which is the cohomology of our configuration space, and we send this graph that I would call AB. So this graph here. What you think is generators omega sub AB. And any graph will be sent to zero if it has internal vertices. And the proposition says that this is a quasi-isomorphism.
When you use this reflection, right? Maybe you get non-trivalent internal.
Right, this is true.
This condition about trivalent vertices, is it really correct?
Yeah, maybe. Just. Right, okay. Just forget about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the same.
You're right. Okay, so now we have the following diagram. So we have these graphs. And they go to the topology of our space. And by this Kossuth duality stuff, this is also quasi-isomorphic to the Chevalier algebra of Tn. Just then, Tn, Tij star to omega ij. And these are quasi-isomorphisms. So now, the idea is that we actually, to produce associators or kind of formality map, we would like to use a connection on our space with values in Tn. So what we would like to have is the connection on Cn with values in Tn. Right. With some additional property. And this additional property you can summarize in the following way. So the connection, you can see it as a map, a DG algebra map from the Chevalier algebra of Tn to forms on Cn, right? And the assumption you want to have something nice is that you want a quasi-isomorphism here. But now you can trace back this quasi-isomorphism from here. Basically, so you can see if you have a connection. So if you have a connection, so now an algebra map, a quasi-isomorphism from this guy to differential forms, then you get a connection. And actually, you would like to produce it from graphs, so that there are two ways. Either you invert this quasi-isomorphism to something up to homotopy, it exists. Otherwise, you can produce explicit formulas. That's what I'm going to do now. Okay, so basically, we will use this as a model for this. They are at least trigonals. That's the condition, sorry. So we will produce a map from graphs to the algebra of differential forms, to the DG algebra of differential forms, and it is constructed, well, broadly in the following way. So take a graph gamma, and consider, so we integrate over internal vertices. So now I will embed my graph in C. So I will integrate over all internal vertices. Then I will make the wedge product over edges. And the forms, the one forms I will consider will be dr, so you've already seen this in Charles' talk, of difference of endpoints of the edge. Well, so I don't tell you about signs, we should choose an order here, etc. So, well, and divide by 2π. And this defines a DG algebra map, right? Even more quasi-isomorphism, actually. So this is the construction of conservation. From this, conservation proofs of the formality theorem is as follows. So if we start from this, for some technical reason, well, basically, if we then want to integrate those forms, and if we want the integral to converge, we should restrict to semi-algebraic chains. That's kind of more difficult. So chains that are given by algebraic inequalities, basically. And then, we have this map to graphs. Okay. So this map is the following. So take a chain, and basically what you do is you do the sum for k, so between 0 and n. So you integrate over the chain and then apply so take those forms I over something, I will tell you what is something so and take this k times. Okay. So can is some canonical elements. It is sum over graphs gamma times delta of gamma, where delta of gamma is a function on this space of graphs, which is which value is one on this graph and zero everywhere else. So I should say that it was to the dual of this, right? So we produce many forms times some delta function there, and then we integrate, so we simply get there some combination of these guys. And this gives quasi isomorphism, and then we know that this is quasi isomorphic. The homology of Tn, which is the homology of our space, and this produces the formality here. The formality is exact. So actually, I try to be brief, but I would like to explain why actually those two constructions are equivalent. So
the conservation construction really looks like a margin one in the end.
We have a big diagram of equivalence and it is commutative. So we have
or equal to zero,
and apply I to A, I to A, and integrate over the simplex, right? And so it will also end up actually here, but we can go there. So in the end, the two formality maps, so this map goes to this. So the concentric ones goes this way, and Tamarkin's ones, the same thing, but we have a different map, which is the holonomy there. But basically what Cevera and Lacher do is that they prove that those two maps, actually for any Lie-algebra here, they are homotopically equivalent. So that in the end, so what they do is basically they do all those things to prove that actually the construction of Gonsevich and Tamarkin are almost the same except from this last step. And then they prove that actually those two different steps are homotopically equivalent. And the proof is quite involved. I mean, it would take a lot of time to explain it. Okay, I think I will stop here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, are there questions?
How is it? Is this last step, roughly speaking, isn't it more or less a comparison of, group cohomology and Lie algebra cohomology? Isn't it?
Comparison between those two ones? As far as I understand, it's a little more complicated than that. The way to prove this is, they construct a path object here, so they construct a connection on the simplex time the interval, so that for zero it's specialist to the first one, and for ones the procedure specialist to the second one. I must admit that at this moment I'm not sure I completely understand their proof. I mean, it's a
if Lie algebra were abelian, it would be the same. Suppose that the Lie algebra is whatever, R n.
Yes.
So then this is just the same formula. Then holonomy is an integral. Then the maps, do the maps coincide?
No, I wouldn't say this, because really the point is that the Gonsevich map lives inside this guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't think taking holonomy basically, so on the simplex you take the path going from one from the first vertex to the nth one, going from 1, 2, 3 etc. to n, and I think I think you really end up with something in UTN. So this is really, the map are different, I think, even in the Abelian case.
Thank you. So, yes, thank you.